55 years ago, on the 20th of February, 1967, Father George Wingman and Sister Lillian Marie McLaughlin both died after risking their lives to save the Eucharist from a fire which broke out in St. Philip Neri Church in Rochester, New York. Both remembered today as martyrs for the Eucharist. Now, it was lunchtime and Jim Thompson, a 7th grader, was on safety patrol in the parking lot when a 4th grader ran out of St. Philip Neri Church on Clifford Avenue, saying there were children playing inside. Thompson said when he opened the front door of the church, he saw a wall of fire. He then ran to the school and rectory to alert the nuns and priest. Now, St. Philip Neri had been built mainly out of wood as a mission church nearly 40 years earlier, and the fire was its third in 3 weeks. After helping to make sure the children were all out of the school, he heard a loud explosion but never looked back at the church. It would be 45 minutes later when he learned that Sister Lillian Marie McLaughlin and Father George Wainman went back inside the burning church. It's believed that Father Wainman went to save the Blessed Sacrament, while Sister Lillian went inside to make sure there were no children in there and to help Father save the Eucharist. Now, Father Wainman and Sister McLaughlin found no children inside the church, but sought to rescue the only soul they saw, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. But sadly, both failed to make it out. They had to fight through the smoke and fire to find the key in the sacristy. The fire was up above them, and they found the key, and they went to the tabernacle on the main altar and took out the sacrament. As they ran down the center aisle to escape through the front door, they were overcome with smoke and mistook the confessional door for the front door. It was there that Sister Lillian Marie died. Father Wainman was taken to hospital, where he died 2 days later. Now, the firefighters discovered the bodies of the pair a few feet inside the main entrance at the back of the church and found the chalice and the Holy Eucharist in a nearby confessional booth. News reports at the time quoted fire officials blaming defective wiring for the final blaze, but the National Catholic Register, which in 2016 published a retrospective on the tragedy, reported that a 4th grade student had set all the fires deliberately. School children and neighborhood residents watched as firefighters pulled the bodies out of the burning building. Photographs of Sister McLaughlin, who was pronounced dead at the scene, being carted away, made the newspapers. Now, the late Bishop Fulton Sheen presided over both of their funerals and referred to Father Wainman and Sister McLaughlin as martyrs of the Eucharist in public remarks, and said specifically of Sister McLaughlin's heroics, "Greater love than this no woman hath." His words inspired the inscription on the monument to the pair. Today, the tabernacle from St. Philip Neri sits in the Eucharistic Chapel at Rochester's Sacred Heart Cathedral, a reminder of the sacrifice. Father George Wainman and Sister Lillian McLaughlin, pray for us.